أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي هارون أخي اشدد به أزري وأشركه في أمري كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which he made at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him to give the da'wah to Fir'aun. One dua he made was for the expansion of his bosom. The second dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes easy his affair. The third that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unties and opens the knot on his tongue. And now he makes the next dua, وَجْعَلِّي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي. O Allah, elect for me or select for me a wazir, a minister, a helper from my family. And then he further clarifies that Haruna akhi, that person should be Hazrat Harun, my brother. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is here at Mount Tur, making this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other side Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts this plea of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Harun is in Egypt, he is in Misr, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs him by the angel that you have been now elected as a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commands him that he should come out of Egypt and welcome and meet Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a narration, Siddiq Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was once going out on Umrah, and she was in a caravan, and she hears two people talking, one asking the other a question, who is that person that incurred the greatest favor to his brother? If you look at the whole of mankind, is there any one person that could be regarded as incurring the greatest favor upon his brother? So some had said they did not know, and then one person responded and he replied that the person that had granted the greatest gift to his brother and incurred the greatest favor was Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he made this dua in favor of his brother. No human ever had made such a dua. So hence Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves this very great legacy and very great precedence also. And why should he do it? That he should strengthen me in my task. That this task of going to Fir'aun, this task of Nubuwat, is a very, very great responsibility, and so he should strengthen me in so far as the task is concerned, and in that way we will be able to go out and invite him towards you, O Allah. Wa ashriku fi amri, and then also that he will be given an association with me insofar as my matters are concerned and insofar as this affair is concerned. Then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also gives another reason. Kay nusabbihaka kathira, so that we may make your tasbih, we may glorify you, O Allah, in abundance. Wa nadhkuraka kathira, and secondly, O Allah, so that we may remember you in abundance. Now here Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and for that matter any individual, did not need any brother's assistance in making the dhikr of Allah or in glorifying or praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes specific mention about it, because it is general knowledge that when there is an environment of the dhikr of Allah, when there is an environment of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes all the more easier for a person to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here hence Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes particular mention about it. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him, Allah has given him nubuwat, commanded him to go to Fir'aun, and then he makes dua for Hazrat Harun alayhi salam to join him in that task. Here he is saying that we will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is actually the whole maqsad and the whole objective, that not only do we give the da'wah, but ourselves also, O Allah, we do not forget ourselves, and we make your dhikr, and we remember you. Innaka kunta bina basira. O Allah, certainly you behold us. O Allah, certainly you see to us. By and large, most of the commentators have expressed an opinion, which is very important to us here, that O Allah, you saw to us, that you have now elected us as your Nabis. O Allah, you have given us this great responsibility. O Allah, you have seen to me. O Allah, you make this kalam with me and you speak to me. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen to me. And this is also important, that we will see in life we have challenges. And at the same time, we have many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of all the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the most important of ni'mats that Allah has given us, Allah ta'ala has given us His deen. And here that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is expressing his shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, that, O Allah, you saw to our deen, that you have now elected us as Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the important aspect that we should also remember. We don't have to become Nabis to know this and realize this, but we know that Allah has given us iman, Allah has given us deen, and we should express the gratitude for this great favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. In response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one simple sentence, Allah says, قَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. O Musa, whatever you have asked for, you have been given. In other words, everything that you have asked for in this dua, that dua has been accepted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted all that. That on the one hand, you asked for the expansion of your bosom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that also I gave you. Wa yassir li amri, you asked for ease in your matters, that also I have given you. You asked for eloquence in speech, that much, that one of the knots get opened, that also I have given you. You've asked for Harun as a Nabi, also that I have also granted you. And hence, in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam this great favor. And here, also the important lesson that we learn is he's been elected as a Nabi, and he begins the entire mission with dua and supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever our tasks be, whatever our duties be, our functions be, let us begin with the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah ta'ala's nusrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance will come upon us. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.